I just think this is short-run volatility until, I mean, we have an expression in England, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. You know, we don't know how good the pudding is until we've tried it. Until I see, an actual agreement to ratchet back the trade war and maybe try to seek solutions to this issue of intellectual property rights. You know, the TPP took, 7-8 years to negotiate. NAFTA took a number of years to negotiate. We are not going to negotiate a free trade agreement or a trade agreement with China in a short period of time. I personally believe this was just optimism on the part of the president, and at a time when we have elections coming up. Of course it affects, the markets are very volatile, they're very sensitive, because one of the reasons we've seen stock prices, we're in a bit of a bear market recently, is because the market has suddenly understood how potentially damaging this trade war is. I mean, the IMF has forecast a pretty significant decline in global economic growth if the trade war continues. Stock market reflects a view of global markets, plus bond prices are going up. When bond prices are going up, bond yields are going up, that means interest rates are rising, and they're worried about the rate at which the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates. So I think this is short-term optimism on the part of the stock market. Now, that maybe there will be an agreement, and I hope there is. And if it's a binding agreement that leads to real long-term solutions to frictions between the US and China, and maybe China and other countries around the world, then that's good for US exporters on the agricultural side. It's good for US consumers who rely on international trade to get low-priced products in Walmart and Best Buy. So I'll believe it when I see it.